Let's go to the law report. Last week, a terror trial in Sydney was aborted because of a dysfunctional jury. There was acrimony between the jury foreman and at least one of the jurors. And some of the 12 jurors also ignored the judge's instructions not to discuss an outburst by the accused in court. But these days, most jury misbehaviour involves online searches. Damien Carrick has this.
Professor Cheryl Thomas is a leading jury researcher based in the UK. Her work shows that most jurors who find information about their case online are aged over 30. In high-profile cases, she says about one in every four jurors inadvertently stumble across something about their case online. But there is a group who deliberately search for information.
But about 12% of those said that they had actively looked for information about their case online. In much more standard cases, the percentages were low. Only about 5% had looked for anything online.
Victorian Juries Commissioner Paul Dore says that there have been about 8 cases of juror misconduct in his state over the last few years. He recalls one case where a juror found information online about post-traumatic stress disorder and repressed memories and then showed this information to the other members of the jury. Both issues were crucial to the trial, and so it had to be aborted.
And, you know, the few jurors that were already here just fell off their chairs and said, you know, what are you doing? Why have you brought that into this room? Reported it to the judge through the judge's staff. The judge needed, then brought each of the jurors in one-on-one, the three or four that were here, to say, how much of this have you seen? And the judge was convinced that it was enough, that the accused person couldn't get a fair trial, and made the decision to discharge that jury entirely and start all over again and report that person to the police.
Paul Dore says mistakes like these have a huge impact on all the people involved and come at a huge cost to the community.
The judge reckons it's $750,000 to $1 million of taxpayers' money. It's $35,000 a day to run a jury trial in the county court. It's a big number, but the money aside, you know, is not the issue. It's that they had to all go through that experience again. So the complainant, the woman, had to go through it again. All the witnesses had to go through it again. A whole bunch of 12 new jurors had to go through it again. The judge and his staff had to go through it again. And the accused person, who might have been not guilty, had to go through it all again. So we have got to get a message to citizens, to jurors, about the importance of not doing your own research.
The Victorian juror who did this research faced criminal charges, but ultimately avoided a conviction. It appears that here in Australia, jurors have not been punished for causing a trial to abort. Professor Thomas believes at the end of the day, most jurors are highly responsible and misbehaving jurors are rare.
They are a very, very tiny proportion of all the jurors who do jury service in England and Wales and all the cases. So 250,000 people are summoned for jury service in England and Wales every year. There are approximately 15,000 jury trials every year. We've got 7 instances since 2011 of juror misbehaviour, 2 of which don't have anything to do with the internet or social media. So I hope that puts it in perspective in terms of the scale of the problem. And the second issue is that in almost all these instances, better information to jurors have been helpful in preventing these people from getting into legal trouble. It will never prevent the juror who fully understands their legal responsibility and then just willfully ignores them, but that's a very rare instance.
That's Professor Cheryl Thomas, a leading expert on judges and juries in the UK, ending that report by Damien Carrick. And for more on juror misbehaviour, you can listen to the final episode of Damien's series, Inside the Jury Room. It airs this afternoon at 5:30 here on RN. You can also catch it, of course, on the ABC Listen app.